Great to see so many people here. Hi everybody, my name is Kim Alley. I'm a senior lecturer here in the School of Social and Political Sciences. I am also a Murray woman from North Queensland. My grandfather is from Gudjul country out west, out back Queensland, and my grandmother is from Kamilaroi country down on the New South Wales, Queensland border. So I do want to acknowledge that we are once again meeting on traditional Aboriginal land. We're meeting on the land of the Wurundjeri and the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. This land has never been ceded. It has always been and always will be Aboriginal land. And I want to pay my respects to elders past and present, and to acknowledge all of our Indigenous staff that are joining us here today. And I'm just going to, in the couple of minutes that I've got here, I did just want to talk about the importance of trade unions to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander struggle. It has been intricately linked from the very beginning of the modern Aboriginal rights movement. Back in the 1920s, when Fred Maynard and Tom Lancey formed the Aboriginal Progressive Association, they were workmen working on the docks in Sydney, and they met seamen from across from the US and who were involved in the international workers' movements, and they decided to join together and to actually campaign for Indigenous rights and against the hated protection board of the day that was controlling every single aspect of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander life. We, some of the key leaders, as I'm sure you know their names, Bill Ferguson, William Cooper, were also trade unionists and were very active. And of course, William Cooper and Bill Ferguson were instrumental in organising the Day of Mourning in 1938, which is the predecessor of what we now know as Invasion Day here on the 26th of January every year. In 1946, we had the Pilbara strike, which was the longest industrial, still today, longest industrial strike in Australia. And this was led by Julie Binbin and Clancy McKenna and Daisy Bindi, who were active in the union. They led more than 800 Aboriginal workers, pastoral workers, off into strikes. The strike lasted more than 3 years. They were demanding not only better wages and better working conditions, but also, again, freedom of movement from and freedom from the hated protection acts which Aboriginal people were forced to live under at that time, which controlled every single aspect of our lives. We also then, you know, we look at 1966. This year, just the other day, we had the anniversary of the Gurindji strike that took place. But before the Gurindji strike, there was an earlier strike 3 months earlier at Newcastle Downs, also in Northern Territory, which was led by Dexter Daniels. And they, at the time, the Arbitration Commission said, yes, Aboriginal workers should get the same wage as white workers, but they also said, we're not going to institute this for 2 years because we want to give the pastoralists a chance basically to effectively hire white workers over the Aboriginal stockmen and workers on the pastoral leases. So, of course, the workers in Newcastle Downs went out on strike. And then three months later, we also saw Vincent Lingari, who was the head stockman, led people off into Wadi Creek. And we saw this turn into a 10-year struggle, also not only for obviously the rights of Aboriginal workers, but also for our land rights. And it was the very first time that we saw any land given back to Aboriginal communities. They didn't get all of their land back, but they did get some of it in 1975 when Gough Whitlam famously poured the sands, the red soil through Lingari's hands. So it's really important for me as not only an Aboriginal woman, but also as somebody who's been long involved in activism, but also to be part of my union. And I think it's so great that everybody's here. And if you are here and supporting the strike but not part of the union, please do join. It's really, really important that you do, because it's only through our collective power that we can win anything. It's always historically been that way, whether it be for Aboriginal rights, whether it be for women's rights, whether it be against any sorts of racism. It's really, really, really important we do that. And I'm not going to talk too much about some of our dance demands that we're doing, but I did want to mention one particular one. And while it's not at the top of this list, it is important. It's the one for academic freedom. And we have had lots of attacks over the last couple of years, as we all know, including on this campus, on our rights to academic freedom, whether we're students or academics. And it is really, really important that this is part of our legislation of demands that we're putting forward, because that attack is still ongoing. We've seen it in the media, we've seen it across the country, and we need to stand up and defend our right to academic freedom, and it's very important. Workers are-